This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. They didn't, as the saying goes, build Rome in a day. And the same could be said for Italy when it comes to choosing a new government. They got one over the weekend. Its leader, Enrico Letta, is his name. Well, had a coalition government that took about 2 months to put together, which might be almost as long as it's been since we've asked this question.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
Bethany Bell is with the BBC in Rome. Bethany, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
Is there out in the cafes and the trattorias, if you will, a sense of relief now that there's a government, or is it business as usual?
There is a sense of relief, I think, for many people. But, you know, they'll be watching very carefully to see what this government does, because there is a deep sense of cynicism here. And politicians here are being seen very much as people who are money-grabbing and not working for the good of the country. Mr. Letta's hoping to change that.
Mr. Letta has said, though, well, he's inferred anyway, that he's going to move away from austerity, right? He's going to delay some tax increases. He's going to go see European partners and talk to them more about pro-growth policies. I mean, that's the way he's going, right?
Yes. And he told Parliament in a speech today that austerity just wasn't enough and growth can't wait any longer. And so that's something moving away from the European Union's focus on austerity. And he's also said he's going to put jobs as his number one priority, because unemployment here is quite high, especially among the young.
Along those lines, I'm surprised to note, or I was before I came in the studio, that the Italian stock market was up today a couple of percent. Italian borrowing costs are down below where they've been in 2-3 years. But that doesn't necessarily correlate with the Italian economy, does it?
No, I mean, just the response of the markets today shows how relieved, certainly, the financial circles are that there is a government. Italy's got incredibly big problems it's got to deal with, not least unemployment. There are lots and lots of people here without jobs. It's really hard to do business here. Businesses are going bankrupt every day. And, you know, whether or not this government has got what it takes to pull it out of recession is the big question.
What strikes you about this one? Is there something about this moment that portends either ill or good?
Everybody thought that this election in February would turn out very differently from it did. Mm-hmm. It was extremely inconclusive. It showed that Italians in general were really fed up with the way that politics was being held, and also shows how much Italians are hurting because of the austerity measures. Now, if Mr. Letta does succeed in getting through some of these reforms and in keeping this government together, that will be a huge achievement. If he doesn't, then Italy looks as though it's heading for very much more chaotic politics in future.
Bethany Bell with the BBC in Rome. Bethany, thanks very much.
Thank you.